The following is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTV. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Here's your host, Chrissy Sadowski.
Welcome to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Wayne has been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has used his years of experience and natural health remedies to help anyone in need he can. Wayne, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Chrissy, and happy Saturday, and happy Saturday to all my friends in Niagara, my neighbors.
I can't believe it's 2021, Wayne.
It is indeed. My mother was right. As you get older, they go faster, Chrissy.
How was your holidays and your New Year's? Did you have a lovely time?
Well, we did, and we had some lovely meals my wife prepared, and had, sadly, part of the family with us for dinner. And we did have, though, up until yesterday, actually, a number of outings on the beach outside with a bonfire, and niece and nephew. We got some toddlers in our family, so that was a lot of fun outdoors with them for a couple of hours, three times over the holidays, so that was nice.
Yeah, we've been lucky not to have an ultra cold winter so far. So it made, you know, prior to this current lockdown, we were also having like fires in the backyard and seeing some of our family out back. And that was kind of nice. Unfortunately, it stopped now, but the weather's been great for that.
Well, it's important, you know, Chrissy, we're humans are social creatures. Like some of the other creatures in the natural world, but humans are social creatures, and as much as we need to stay connected, I'm feeling it most for, and I have grandbabies and niece and nephew, young ones, and I feel the most for all the youth, right from very young, like these ones, to teens that are missing their sports, missing their get-togethers, missing their dances, social outings, and so forth. I mean, kids love to be with other kids. Let's face it. I'm getting old, but I remember so fondly my days as a youth and at the park, and you know, it was just wonderful. And so I'm really between them, the kids missing that, and the way the school's being run now online. I have some friends in the education system, and I think we all know, Chrissy, that overall and generally speaking, there's just no way that this can be as good for the children as being in school, in the class, not only around everyone, but face-to-face with the teachers. And I don't think anyone would deny that. And so I'm left to wonder, Chrissy, since they don't hold children back anymore, or fail them, as we used to call it, excuse me, and now we're going into a second year of this and don't know what's ahead. I'm really concerned for how these children are going to do in their next grade if the quality of their education this year and last was less than normal. You know, it's how do you play catch up with that? And I've really been feeling that for the kids, and they're really missing out on everything. And that's why I thought it was so important for these young ones, you know, five and under, to get together on the beach just to reconnect, you know, to see one another live and run around and kick the ball at the dog and all this stuff. So I think people should keep that in mind. You know, they can't make decisions for themselves, of course, the young kids. And I think we have to be mindful of this. I don't think sitting indoors doing crafts and art and stuff is gonna fill the whole bill, Chrissy, and it's as important as ever for them to get out and burn some energy and have fresh air and sunshine. And I really hope folks are thinking about that. And God bless the people that are having to help educate their kids. you know, we're not, the rest of us aren't teachers. So, you know, it's a challenge. And it's just such crazy times, Chrissy, that we've, you know, I think we have to be mindful and aware of these things so that we get as good an outcome as possible, you know, as well as our own health, of course.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I have to say the only saving grace for the kids in terms of their education right now is that all the kids are in the exact same position, right? So when they go back to school, it's not like 50% of the kids didn't get online learning. They're all stuck at home. So, I mean, I'm hoping that balances things out a little bit, right?
Well, it'll help, Chrissy. But you know what I think about my the lady in the U.S. that rents me the accommodation that I've been renting in Florida for years. She has an employee that's I think Portuguese and doesn't speak English. And God bless my friend. She spent an hour a day with each of this lady's three children because the mother doesn't speak English. And, you know, parents are working, and it's just, it's not really fair. And you know, God bless the teachers. I sure hope they use all their skills when school gets back together to realize the kids have this ground to make up and just somehow, you know, really, really do their best job and helping the kids to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. My kids are actually in French school, and I don't speak French. So my daughter, who sits across from me in my office and works, the other day she said, "Mom, I need help." And I said, "Is it a French problem or a computer problem?" Because I can help you with a computer problem, but I can't help you with a French problem. You're going to have to go on and ask your classmates and your teacher for support, because I actually just can't help you because I just don't speak French. So
I think the only subject I ever excelled at was spelling, Chrissy. So I wouldn't make a good teacher, I suppose, but, yeah, I'd say I think about this, and of course they have the rest of their lives, and I hate to think about the, you know, whether they realize that it's stressful for them or not. I don't know in a young child's mind, but they sure have to be missing a lot of these things, and you just got to hope they don't, you know, they overcome it and succeed as well as they might have had this not happened. And the sports, you know, really hits home to my heart, Chrissy,
yeah.
Because if you're a child that likes your sports, soccer, badminton, whatever it is, boy, some of us just lived for it, you know. I couldn't wait for Saturday mornings. I was out of the house before my folks were up, and through the summertime, as a youth, the same thing. Just couldn't wait to get out there to the park.
Yeah, I'll say that's... If you are in tune with your kids, you will see. Like I see anxiety in my kids now, more than I ever have before. And there's definitely that they're missing that. And even though they've done some individual sports, they'll go for a run, they'll do some CrossFit workouts in the gym. They're missing that camaraderie, right?
Yeah.
That team sports brings, and that's been hard on them for sure.
Yeah, and they can't make any of their own decisions, the young ones. So, you know, I just think we have to be real mindful of this. And I know all parents are doing their best. But what a challenge, Chrissy, eh? What a challenge.
Yeah, it's something else. Because the other side of it, too, is that parents are struggling, right? A lot of people have lost their jobs, or their jobs have been cut back, or, I mean, you name it. Plus, they're not seeing their friends. They don't have those same outlets that they once had. So imagine struggling yourself and then watching your kids struggle and figuring out how to piece all that together. I honestly feel like I'm just getting it now.
Yeah. I don't like what's happening in the world in terms of all the small business people who were always considered the backbone of our country. And they are. At least they were. The big box stores are just booming. You know, I read this morning where Amazon has ordered, it's unbelievable, 2,500 electric trucks.
Wow.
They did it quietly, and they hid the news in their reportings to the Securities and Exchange Commission, because they don't want these thousands of people who are making a living just now delivering their goods, don't want them to know the plan. And the plan is they'll buy up to 5,000 electric trucks by 2030. And so another billionaire just got made. The company in Quebec that makes these Lion, L-I-O-N, trucks, they're now going public after Amazon bought 20% of them. So the billionaires get richer, Chrissy, and You know, the small people, small business people, there's just fewer opportunities, and very sad. I've been a small business operator my whole life, and I know what's involved. I know the hours. I know all the hours that you never get paid for or never catch up on. It's sad that something like this, truly out of everyone's control. You know, there's a lot of things you can control. You can work 20 hours a day if you want. You can ask somebody for help. But with this situation where you have no choice, it's quite a box that folks are in today, Chris.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing that too, with so many of our friends who own, you know, their own restaurants or their own shops or whatever. And it is taking a toll. It's taking a toll on our community and individuals, of course.
It's heartbreaking. And, you know, I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything, but I'll tell you, you know, some of my anxiety that I'm anxious about, and so would Jim Strauss be. You know, we've been, and I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm just making a point here. But with all the precautions that we've taken, from the lockdowns to the quarantines, isolation, social distancing, mask wearing, hand sanitizers, and so forth, not getting together in groups, and all of these restrictions since the beginning. Notwithstanding that, just recently, as you know, in Canada, you know, we thought that it was some kind of hotbed in the United States. Well, you know, our numbers here in Canada are soaring, and the media is sensationalizing it, of course, to the max. And what it tells me, and it would have told Jim Strauss, Chrissy, is that nature has to do this, and nature will take its course. And it's like the flu, Chrissy. We've never got a cure for the influenza B. And nor is it a guarantee if we get the flu shot that we won't get it. The one time I did get a flu shot years ago before I met Jim Strauss, I did get the flu. And, of course, many people have experienced that. And they say, this was kind of distressing for me when I got to the bottom of it and learned more about these new vaccines. They are not in any way meant to prevent you from getting COVID. Now, I've always understood that the influenza B shot, the flu shot, was to prevent, because they inject you basically with some of the virus and your immune system fights it off and you're supposed to be stronger. That's the theory. These new vaccines, none of them are to prevent COVID. They're not even saying they are, Chrissy. So in their defense, they're not claiming something that they don't believe. But the purpose is that if you get infected, that the symptoms, the effects of getting the COVID virus will be less harsh. So you wouldn't be as sick is the theory and the purpose. Now, all I can say about that is no wonder that 30% of frontline workers in the United States have so far refused the vaccine out of fear that it has not been tested, certainly not for 5 years as per usual, 5 to 10 years. It's been tested for a very short time. And Chrissy, they discovered that people with allergies, and the reason they haven't said more about it is because they don't know what kind of allergies, how severe. Any allergy? I have hay fever, Chrissy. Does that mean me? They haven't said. So all they do know is that people with allergies have died after getting the vaccine. So when they warn us now that if you have allergies, no, you shouldn't get it, they only know that, Chrissy, because of the people that died since getting the vaccine. They didn't discover that in clinical trials. And so my concern is, and I pray that there is no other serious side effect. The first side effect they know of course, this is no surprise, Chrissy, the flu. Well, of course, if you're injected with something, you might expect that that's a chance that you'll get it. Jim Strauss always said about flu vaccines, one of those other times he raised his voice a bit and said, I'm not going to get injected with something I'm trying to avoid. And then he said, of course, it isn't nature's way. We have an immune system. And yes, sometimes we fall ill. And that's when our immune system is weaker or suppressed or intentionally suppressed, like for organ transplant patients and so forth. They don't want to kill that organ from another creature in their body, so they have to take immune-suppressing drugs, and that leaves them very weak. And I just had a friend die at age 50 who had a surgery in the hospital and got an infection, and the infection killed her because her immune system is suppressed. So, you know, when you take a look at the straight facts, what the vaccination companies and the government's telling us, if you look close enough, it's not to prevent it. And yes, one of the side effects known from the very first days were the flu. You can get the flu when you get the shot. But it's all to make it a little less harsh. Now, you know, I don't think people are really doing the arithmetic and looking at the facts and figures. And listen, there's no question it's confusing, Chrissy. I spend a fair bit of time on this, but most folks just have time to watch the news or read the paper or something, and that's it. But you know, it doesn't stack up or add up very good. And I, you know, what I think is a blessing. It was a mistake our government made, not buying any licensing for the vaccines, the seven, if they all get approved, the seven vaccines. Our government pledged to buy, actually 11 and a half times more than we need for every Canadian. We've ordered 418 million doses of vaccination, and there's only 36 or 7 million of us. So I expect we're going to give away, you know, something more than 90% of what we're going to pay for. It's big money. But my point is, we didn't buy licensing like every other modern country in the world did. England, Germany, Spain, France, they all bought licensing rights, both so that they could produce these in their own country, create jobs in their own country, and be able to adhere in the manufacturing to their own safety standards. So, smart move right across the board to get the licensing. Well, Canada didn't do that. So despite what you hear in the news, the majority of Canadians will wait among the longest in the world. It'll be next October, November before most people that want it can get the vaccination. So we have, for all intents and purposes, another year of this, at least. But here might be the blessing in disguise, Chrissy. Because most Canadians won't be able to get it till closer to the end of this year, 2021, there'll be millions and millions and millions of people in the world that have been vaccinated, and they'll certainly know more, if there are any, more side effects or very serious side effects, and that might end up a blessing to Canadians, Chrissy. Do you know what I mean?
That's a great point. And after the break, I would love to talk about what we can do to help our immune system naturally with Strauss Naturals products, as well as we are giving away another gift today. So we're giving away an immunity bundle, which includes Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano, and Agrimax, which Wayne will talk about after the break. You just need to text GIFT15, GIFT15, and your full name to 61010. Wayne, we'll chat a little bit more after the break. I'm looking forward to hearing about the specific products in the immunity bundle.
Now, back to health and wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
Welcome back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski. Before the break, we announced a giveaway we're doing. If you text GIFT15, GIFT15, and your full name to 61010, you have a chance to win an immunity bundle, which includes Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano, and Agrimax. And, you know, Wayne was talking before the break about having a stronger immune system, and these are definitely three ways that can help that. So Wayne, why don't you share a little bit of information with us about these products?
Well, you bet. They're all great immune support products, support our bodies to do what they're supposed to do. And of course, the Strauss Heart Drops is just a great immune support product as well, because the main ingredient is nature's best immune support, and that's aged garlic extract. So these are great products. The Agrimax is citrus seed oil. Very potent against some of the creatures that try and invade us, like candida and yeast and so forth. Oregano has been known for forever almost that it's such a powerful, powerful herb and great for our immune system. Again, kills some of these creatures that we're not meant to have in us. Strauss's smooth oregano is just that. It's smooth. It doesn't burn like oil of oregano. I was never able to take oil of oregano for that reason. It was just too hot in my mouth, and it gave me indigestion. But this spearmint flavored has been palatable for me. And the, of course, another product from Strauss is the Cold Storm formula. It is garlic-based, cherry-flavored. And so enough said, garlic, there's just generations of proof the benefit it is. It may be our most medicinal herb, Chrissy. It's in the top five, along with onions, green cabbage, lemons, and cayenne pepper, I would say are probably the top five. In other words, they are used and can be used in the most different ways and are very effective. You know, green cabbage to make European sauerkraut is just the best thing we can do for our stomachs and our digestive system. They're discovering now that folks with digestive issues, Chrissy, seem to be both getting infected and suffering the effects of COVID. And it makes sense. I mean, our gut really is where a lot of stuff happens. I know our brain is important. That's the, you know, that's the, it's like the headquarters, I guess. Our heart is such an important pump, and our organs are so important. But our digestive system, how we take in the very nourishment and medicine and herbs and whatever we're taking, water and all, that's like the start of the process. So it's very important. Digestive is, and you know, so I guess to sum up, Chrissy, we just need to keep ourselves in as good a shape as we can, but certainly our immune system is part of that and will be part of whether we stay in good shape or not. So these are just great support substances for our immune system, helps our immune system or supports it to do what it's supposed to do. So that's why they're so good and why they're being offered right now on special, I know, by Strauss, and they're having these, you have a gift pack to give away today. It's wonderful. I hope the lucky winner takes them when he or she gets them and just experiences good things. So, yeah, our immune system is what this is all about. And, Chrissy, as I was saying before the break, given the fact that apparently most Canadians won't be able to get vaccinated until later in the year, it's that much more important that we do our best to stay healthy now. And trust me, please, there's, of course, endless research on this, that our immune system, if it's weakened or breaks down on us, well, we're open to everything then. Cancer, everything on the list, Chrissy, we're more open to because our defense department is weakened or suppressed and just not something that we want to do. So, you know, while we're waiting for the vaccination, and as I said before, Chrissy, it could be a blessing for Canadians, so, but very important that we're aware through the rest of this year and, you know, stay as safe as we can and not do things that we used to do, be in big crowds or I have always carried gloves in my car when I fill with gasoline. I've just always done that because when you think of it, these days they all seem to be under canopies. They're not in the open anymore, the gas pumps. And so I don't know if they ever get washed, Chrissy. And I think that's important because there's a lot of people use those pumps and things like that. I think that we just have to be aware of and eat good and get some fresh air and exercise, all the things we always talk about that every one of us knows is good. And limit the things that every one of us knows are not good, like all those Smarties and chocolate almonds and everything else I've eaten for 2 weeks, Chrissy.
I ordered chocolate almonds to watch the Buffalo Bills game tonight, so I'll be eating those.
Well, I'll tell you, I sure love the treats and the Christmas baking and stuff. And I I always go overboard, but I mean, maybe I'm lucky. I do take great supplements, and I do have enough good food. I'm in the middle of my daily smoothie, and I drink 3 or 4 tumblers of this, and it's got mostly my highly beneficial fruits, nuts, seeds, and vegetables, you know, spinach and so forth, greens. I just love it, and I think it's my favorite meal of the day. As much as I love eating in the morning after a coffee or two, boy, this is just, it seems to suit me real well, and I know I'm getting a lot of nourishment there. So this is what I mean. No one's going to eat carrot sticks and celery only for the rest of their lives, or raw foods for the rest of their lives. It's just, we've got too many nice-tasting things available around us. But I do think what's most important, Chrissy, is to get enough of the good stuff. And I really thank my parents we had a big green salad every night. No matter what we had for supper, there was always we all each had a big bowl of green salad, and I've carried on that tradition raising my sons and still to this day. And the more colors that we can get in there, Chrissy, the better it is. You know, you're getting a wider range of enzymes and different things that support different things in our body. You know, the green foods, the blue foods for pain, including fatigue, red for red blood cells. So if you're making a soup or you're making a salad, try and make it colorful. You know, green, yellow, orange, red, it's beautiful. And you're just getting so much nutrition. That's what I think the big key is, Chrissy, not just eating nothing bad, but rather eating enough good, nutritious food. So, and the other Strauss products, of course, the world famous Strauss Heart Drops and the 4 originals that Strauss has back on the market, that just great reviews I know so far, Chrissy. And I know that because I took these products 20 years ago myself, and my folks and so many other people I was involved with. It's just great. And to cleanse our tissues, cleanse our organs, cleanse our blood system so that we have 100% blood flow, kill bacteria in those other organs, the kidney, the bladder, the prostate. Just marvelous things to do. This is in the, I mean, if you have an ailment, by all means, these are great products. But if you're just doing maintenance, like you do to the furnace, the car, your tractor, everything needs maintenance. Our bodies really are the same. And Western medicine never really talks about detoxing. They just don't. There is no pharmaceuticals for it. So it's just maintenance otherwise. Smart thing to do every couple of years. And it's like changing the filters, Chrissy, or any other lubricant in your vehicle. You know, it's just a good thing to do. And why do you do it in your car? To prevent the motor from seizing or the car to breaking, or you have to go get another car. That's why we do it. So it's the same reason for our bodies. We don't want them to break down. We don't want to get any of these nasty Schedule A diseases or viruses. I mean, we want to be healthy. So just a smart thing to do, a safe, no matter how many drugs, pharmaceutical drugs you might be taking, no contraindications whatsoever. It's as different as man-made chemical drugs and the vegetables that grow in your garden. That's the herbal formulas are more like the vegetables that grow in your garden, because it's the very plants, botanicals, that are the ingredients. And as the Bible and as Jim Strauss has always preached, nature has provided everything our bodies will ever need. And I believe that with all my heart, Chrissy.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, you actually had said that Strauss Naturals has in a discount on. So if you don't win today and you head to StraussNaturals.ca, you can punch in the code IMMUNE10, IMMUNE10, and get 10% off of Agrimax Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm, the exact same thing we're giving away today, which is a great deal as well.
Well, it's a good deal, and I know that Peter Strauss is, he's a little anxious himself these days, Chrissy. He hates to, the Strauss family, I only knew this two most recent generations, Peter and Jim and some of their family, but they're just the boy. They just are dedicated and passionate about helping people. And Peter realizes the suffering that's going on today. There's no question about that. It's it breaks his heart like it does most of the rest of us. And so. There's a, I'm thrilled about this too, because the flagship product, the Strauss Heart Drops, the one that saved my life, Chrissy, it's Heart Month in February, so there'll be discounts, and I don't know what or how much, but most of the health food stores also have discounts for Heart Month. Otherwise, you can go online at Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.ca, and find out more. Find a store near you. They have a device on their website, I know, Chrissy, where you can, I think you put your postal code in and then it flashes up stores near you so you can get it most conveniently at a local health food store. And, you know, there's the nicest people in these health food stores, Chrissy. I've been involved or visited a shop at health food stores, of course. I was there yesterday to get some of the supplements I needed and in Port Colborne here. They are dedicated, devoted people I've found over almost 25 years. And boy, some of the products on those shelves, the supplements, Chrissy, vitamin, need of good vitamin C. I take mine in powder form, vitamin C, and mix it with water. But I also take rose hips, nature's highest form of vitamin C. They have 100 times more than any other food, the little rose hip berries off the. And those rose hip bushes, they grow everywhere in the world. And Jim Strauss would say, and because the birds will eat the berries, which grow over the cold weather, and then in the spring and summer the flowers come. The birds eat the berries, and they, when they go to the bathroom flying over, the seeds are very hard. They're square, hard seeds, and they... So there's these bushes all over the world. That's because we're meant to have those rose hips. The Greeks used to call them food of the gods hundreds of years ago. So it's another great form of vitamin C. But vitamin D3, because we're meant to get that from the sun. As we get older, we aren't able to take in the vitamin from the sun like we were when we were younger. Full spectrum minerals. I think every single person should take full spectrum minerals. Strauss doesn't make them or sell them, but these health food stores all carry them. And I take them religiously. It saves me from getting cramps in my legs or feet. And it's not in our soil, the minerals, Chrissy. So it's not in our veggies. So we're not getting them. It's as simple as that. We really need these supplements today. And you can get them. Niagara's got some great health, natural health stores. They really do. It's compared to the United States, we're miles ahead in terms of good formulas in that, Chrissy. It's always amazed me. They just aren't as good in the United States, and I don't know why that is. I don't know why they don't have more great formulas like Strauss, but more individual items like zinc and manganese and calcium. Well, it takes two or more of a natural substance to actually help fix anything. Otherwise, white willow bark is fabulous for pain. It's what's in aspirin for pain. So that's what I take is white willow bark, but it doesn't go to fixing my sciatic, for example, which is the cause of my pain right now, the sciatic in my back and upper leg, hip. So it'll help with the pain, but no, it doesn't do anything with the source of the problem. Well, that's how herbs are. No one herb can fix or heal anything. It takes one or more in perfect combination.
And that's what's so special.
Two or more.
Yeah, and that's what's so special about Strauss Naturals. And we can chat a little bit about that when we come back. Final chance to win. Text your name and gift 15, GIFT15, for your chance to win the immunity bundle, which includes Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano, and Agrimax. We'll be back after the break on Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott.
Now, back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
The winner of the Gift 15 Immunity Bundle is Roseanne from St. Catharines. Congratulations. You won an immunity bundle, which includes Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano, and Agrimax. But don't fear, if you didn't win today, you can go to straussnaturals.ca and use Immune10 as your discount code for those three products. Wayne, today was kind of a heavy conversation about a lot of different things.
Welcome to my life. I was I deal, of course, with a lot of American friends, and I love America. And boy, it's, you know, some situation in that country. You know what I am thrilled about, Chrissy, is that the originals, the four originals, and they, Strauss called them that because they are the original formulas, some of them over 200 years old, for the bladder, kidney, prostate, and heart, CardioCom. They are... boy, I guess Strauss brought them back by popular demand, and they sure are popular. So, I mean, folks, if you're having any issues, kidney, blood pressure, bladder, getting up too many times, incontinence, having trouble controlling your urine, so many ladies do after bearing children have that issue, and many men with any prostate issues have the issue, inability to properly empty, to void your bladder. Sometimes it's so urgent to go, but you don't go that much, and then 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, you know, you have the urge again. Please consider the Strauss bladder, or the kidney, the prostate. That's a triple crown for the urinary tract system and prostate for men, is the prostate, bladder, and kidney, Chrissy. And for ladies, the bladder and kidney, it's just remarkable. You'll see for yourself. I would say that the average that people notice a difference, Chrissy, is in the first week. I always did. My mom did. Pretty much anybody I talk to. I think they say it can be 1 to 4 weeks. And maybe if someone has a more serious ailment, that might be true, maybe, Chrissy. That's why they say that. But you'll find pretty quick difference with these products. And you're safe. The FDA in the United States and Health Canada said you're safe and no contraindications with any pills. And Strauss insists that your satisfaction be guaranteed. They do not want one dissatisfied customer, and it's always been that way with Jim Strauss. So I'm thrilled that they're back, Chrissy, and that people are taking advantage in both the U.S. and Canada. Strauss is so fussy. I remember the first time I went out there, which is, I don't know, it's 20-something years ago after being on the heart drop 5 months, I saw Jim Strauss with a whole truckload of fresh garlic. It looked lovely. I use garlic in cooking all the time. It looked lovely, these garlic bulbs. And Jim had his man rip open or tear off the wooden slat on half a dozen of the cases. And Jim went around, took a whole, I don't know what you call it, the whole clove with all the buds on it there, you know, the whole, it's in one piece. And he crushed it in his hand, and he looked at it, and he rubbed his fingers some more and dumped it on the floor. And he did that to the one out of the six cases, and then said to his man, reject the whole load and send it back. It's too moist. It's not ripe enough. And then he went into the office and said, if there's any delays, just explain to the customers we're waiting for a shipment of herbs. And he would not use an herb that wasn't, as far as he was concerned, you know, top-notch. I saw that with my own eyes, and then I only remember it one other time in these last 20 years. And it wasn't the garlic. There was a shortage of one herb at one point, Chrissy. It might have been golden seal that was in their immune formula. But they're very fussy. It's top-grade products, top-grade people. And, you know, the history speaks for itself. So I really hope people consider giving it to themselves. It just supports your body. All these products do, killing bacteria and so forth. Just supports your body to do what it was wonderfully created to do. You know, amazing, amazing machine, the human body, isn't it?
It's so cool. Like, it's such a cool way to... I could listen to your stories about Jim Strauss all day. Because it's such a neat way to make a formula and a proven formula nonetheless. So
well,
that's really awesome.
Our bodies are so amazing and strong, Chrissy. Jeez, the way that many of us abuse ourselves in different ways. Just think about football players or hockey players smashing into each other all the time. Try that with your furnace or your car or your tractor and see what happens to it. You know, it's just not going to work. So it is amazing, and all we have to do is support it. And it always made sense to me that nature would put everything here that was needed. And I'll always remember Jim Strauss years ago, just before we finished, Chrissy, years ago was walking in someplace in Lower Mainland, B.C., and he told me that he discovered three antibiotic herbs on his day out in the woods or wherever he was. And I said, no kidding. I said, will you be using them? He said, no, there's no use for them yet. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, it just means there's more diseases coming because there's no good use for these antibiotic herbs yet.
Right. Too bad he wasn't here during COVID.
Honestly, yeah. Well, he'd be upset over a few things. I know that, Chrissy, because nature, he would say, will take its course. And yes, nature isn't always kind. Look at volcanoes, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. You know, nature isn't, if you look out in the wild, you know, the survival of the fittest. Nature's pretty brutal. But in the meantime, if you believe that nature controls everything, and we try and fight it, we do, with dams, and now we've been experimenting. How can we stop global warming? How can we stop the sun from shining on the earth so much? They've looked at, I believe this or not, spraying sulfuric acid from airplanes and in fancy built, special built ships that would spew it high up into the sky. This is sulfuric acid. What's in your car battery? So, I mean, I just don't believe you can beat nature. If nature's going to have a force 5 hurricane, I don't believe man can protect against it, for example. And then you have some of the vicious seas out in the lakes and oceans and high winds. And, you know, nature's very powerful. And I believe nature, as Jim Strauss, I'm sure, would believe, is in control of this, Chrissy. And so in that respect, you know, I believe Jim would say this is going to go on longer than it needed to. This virus, because we are trying to protect against it, and it's not that it's an unwise thing, but it doesn't seem to be working in terms of bringing it to an end, does it?
No, no, it doesn't.
So we've got to stay in the best shape we can, Chrissy. Canadians, I do think, you know, it's a double-edged sword for those that are anxious for a vaccine. Yes, it'll be a longer wait than many, many people in the world. Those who are afraid of it, this just may be a blessing because they should know a lot more about it after another 100 million people are vaccinated, or, you know, many millions before most Canadians can get it. So I'm just for now believing that it's a blessing that, you know, they will know more. And whether you're for or against is definitely a personal choice. It should be. When they talk about mandatory, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me, because people aren't being selfish if they don't want it, Chrissy. Maybe they're just afraid of it, just as other people are afraid not to get it. So we have to be a little more sympathetic and understanding with each other, too, that I don't think anyone is, most people are not taking a careless attitude about infecting one another. It's when it comes to things like this vaccine, and I think there's, I don't know what the division is or the percentage, but there's people just as afraid, for example, of the vaccine. 30% of frontline workers in America, apparently, to date, too soon, they say. There's as many people, or the people are just as afraid to get it as those who are so anxious and afraid until they get it. So you just got to be understanding of each other. Everybody is working with some kind of concern or fear, and one way or another, it will get behind us, Chrissy, one way or another. I hope it's real soon, personally. I'd love nothing better than for there not to be a need for this vaccine because it just ended. That'd be a great thing. And people would still be able to get the vaccine, of course, but as I said earlier, it's not to prevent it, which is a bit distressing that it isn't even an attempt to prevent it, but rather to ease the symptoms if we do get infected. So in the meantime, folks, stay healthy. You'll never regret that. Go for that walk. I did first thing this morning, Chrissy, and it was glorious. The sun was out. There was no wind. The air was fresh. Absolutely glorious.
Yeah, today was actually a very beautiful day. I actually went for a run this morning for the first time since October, because generally I'm on my bike in my basement. And today I was like, no, I'm going outside. And it was a really nice day. So if you haven't been outside yet, get outside, because it's nice out and the temperature is very moderate.
And get out there amongst the bacteria and the creatures we're meant to be around. I love to see the kids playing in the sand, I'll tell you, Chrissy. It's, first of all, they love it, and just a healthy thing to do.
It is. And Wayne, I look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks, and we'll check in then and hopefully stay healthy along with everybody who's listening.
You as well. Thanks, Chrissy.
Thank you. This has been Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTB. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. For past episodes, go to 610CKTB.com and click on Shows.